Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Rinse and return. If you've listened to this program over the years, you know that's a recycling program of the Kentucky Ag Department.
We've done a push here the past couple of years to reach out to smaller volume pesticide users to get those containers, because there's a large sector that we aren't reaching.
Many medium and large-sized farming operations have stepped up to bulk tank use for crop protection products, so David Wayne, who heads up KDA's Environmental Services, says they're focusing on smaller containers, and they do pick up.
We are actually setting up, you could call them almost scheduled pickups for some of these companies. You know, you take a pest control company that applies, you know, pretty much the same amount of product every month. We can work with them to do once a month collection on a schedule with some of those companies, and a truckload of pesticide containers a month, you know, that adds up, and that keeps that material from just being thrown in the dumpster and going to the landfill.
Lawn care services, smaller farming operations, they're focused, those smaller empty plastic jugs.
We're trying to get those because those are a lot of the ones that are winding up in local landfills that, you know, we need to get out of there and get into the recycling pool.
A few more details in a minute. We'll be right back.
The following message is sponsored by Kentucky 811.
My name is Bud. Well, Bud is my nickname. It's short for Before You Dig. No matter how large or small your job is, always call me at least 2 days before you dig. You can reach me by dialing 811. I'll send someone out to locate and mark all the underground utility lines. It's free, quick, easy, and it's the law. Remember to call Bud at 811.
We're back with Environmental Services Division Director David Wayne at the State Ag Department. He encourages any farmer or lawn service, anyone using plastic containers for crop protectants, to recycle them.
We do this as a free program to better the environment and help the pesticide industry, and we're fortunate enough that that's a program that the commissioners over the years have decided to keep in place, and it's been a big benefit. Last year, we recycled approximately 60,000 pounds of pesticide containers.
If my math is right, that's 30 tons kept out of landfills. They work closely with county extension offices.
We do work with local extension offices to set up local collection dates. A lot of those are at extension offices. Some of them are at local businesses that are cooperating with us. We have a schedule of all of our collection sites, and it's posted on our website.
And that would be kyagr.com. And look for Rinse and Return. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.